This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the personal development and mental health channels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are once again speaking with Frank Keeley, the memory healer. Frank is a licensed professional counselor and life coach. He helps people heal from their past traumatic memories. He has also written books on healing your past and provides coaching through phenomenal memory. Frank, always great to have you with us here on eHealth Radio.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be back.
And trust you've been well since our last conversation. Now, your first book of the series, Heal Your Memories, Change Your Life, was about healing your memories. What is different about The Ultimate Guide to Healing Your Past different?
Well, The Ultimate Guide to Healing Your Past is about learning from your memories. I kind of look at it as healing yourself can be two sides of a coin. On the tail side, Heal Your Memories, Change Your Life was about letting go of the bad feelings. Even if you can't let go of the bad memories, you'll always remember them. But letting go of the anger, the anxiety, the depression from past memories. And the ultimate guide is about taking the details of what you've learned and of the memory and learning something from it. Like a lot of bad memories are where you can learn what you don't want from life. Maybe a job you don't like or a bad relationship or taking abuse, where you can also learn to be assertive and make better choices as people who you associate with. So you can really learn from any memory.
I certainly agree with you in that regard. Now, can one learn from good memories as well as unpleasant ones?
Yeah, so when you learn from a good memory, it's you're doing something what I call and what the field of counseling calls niche picking. Now, a niche is something that you decide you like and is a part of you. Like, I'll give you an example. 28 years ago, my brother and I were young men, and my parents decided to move from their suburban home to a place way out in the country with 11 acres around it. My dad had always wanted to get a farm. In fact, I humorously mentioned that in the book. And so my brother drove up there one day to see the area and absolutely fell in love with it. He decided living in the country is going to be his thing. So a lot of your good memories, like if you're with people you really enjoy being with, that can be, you can learn that they're the kinds of people you want to associate with, or maybe the first time you ever went to the beach or went to see a show or a ball game. In fact, one of the stories in The Ultimate Guide to Healing Your Past is about a man who is now the head coach of the very successful college baseball team, Carnegie Mellon. When he was 8 years old, his uncle took him to a Pirates game, and he absolutely fell in love with baseball. So that was a niche pick, but he had a lot of obstacles to overcome along the way, which you can read about in The Ultimate Guide. So that's how you can learn from good memories. And if you combine it, it's like you can learn from the, you can learn what you want from the good and what you don't want from the bad. And in fact, I describe in the first chapter how I compartmentalize everything in my head from good there's a good file cabinet, a bad file cabinet, and a mixed file cabinet. For instance, an example of a mixed memory might be 4 years ago, August 25th, 2012, I had my sister and her family over, and we went to the beach, and my grandchildren came too, and we had at one point I was riding a wave and having a great time with them. But then when I came up from riding, my grandson told me, "Pop, your nose is bleeding." So it's kind of like you can learn from your mixed memories too. Have a good time with your family, but ride waves more carefully. So it's really a lot. And I go through one day of the year, August 1st, and go from 1966, when I first started remembering every day of my life, through 2014, the year before the book came out, and the good and the bad and the mixed from that day of the year, year by year. So essentially, any memory is fodder for learning. And another point I make in the book is that, you know, even you can look back at a memory and think, boy, I should have learned my lesson 7, 15, 20 years ago, however long it was. But rather than sit and beat yourself up with regret, how about if you look back at the memory and learn your lesson now?
You make it sound so wonderful the way you lay it out, and you're so right about learning from the good and the bad and how we react even today. And how do you handle regrets from the past?
Well, one of the ways to handle regrets, I kind of touched on them at the end of a couple minutes ago. When you regret something, like you have a memory of hurting somebody, or sometimes young adults that I counsel will say that one time they were killing bugs, or they threw a stone at a rabbit or something, and they didn't think that was a bad thing then, but now they really feel bad about it. And as well as maybe throwing away a relationship in the past that may have been good, and you might be happily married to the person now. I think the best learning from that memory is the best way. First, you need to tell yourself that, well, I know I wouldn't do that now, and I'm sorry for the person or the being that I hurt, and maybe I'm sorry that I let go of something that can good, but I can forgive myself, and I can still learn from that memory, you know, because when you regret something from the past and really feel bad about it, all you're doing is making yourself feel really bad in the present moment. So it's best to just look at it, and even if you're a religious person, you can thank your God for the memory and for the lesson and just learn, okay, I'd never do that now. And some people actually try and live their life atoning for something bad that they regret. For instance, I once counseled a man who had caused a car accident and somebody was killed in it. So within a year, he had a baby with his girlfriend who he married shortly, and he told me he really felt like since he destroyed life, he wanted to make up for it by creating some life too. So there's, you know, now you don't have to go to that extreme, but it can help you if you do. If you just learn what you don't want to do, that can be a big way to avoid and atone for regrets.
Certainly a topic in itself, talking about the past and our regrets and how do we handle them and the struggles that we have with them. I appreciate your touching on that just a moment here. Today we are with Frank Healy of Phenomenal Memory, that provides counseling and coaching for people who need help recovering from past traumas, here on eHealth Radio's personal development and mental health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Frank, there's an expression, insanity is doing the same thing over again and expecting different results. How does this apply to learning from your memories?
Well, I think doing the same thing over, I could even rephrase that popular saying and say that insanity is not learning from your memories. It's like if you keep doing the same thing over without analyzing the results and trying to do it differently, then it's ridiculous to expect anything different this time. You know, and I know for some people have a hard time like looking into their memories and their past because they don't want to admit to themselves that they made a mistake. A lot of people have a vested interest in being right all the time, and this is an observation that I've made over my life, not a judgment. It's like, but to look past over something, and it's very easy for people to blame someone else. But that disempowers you. It's better to own up for what you did wrong and resolve to do better the next time. And I think that's the step that people struggle with the most, admitting they were wrong or that they made a mistake. And that can, Okay, so maybe it always takes two or more to tango, however many are involved in the situation. That's how many it takes. But sure, other people might have been wrong too. Like you had an abusive relationship. They're wrong for abusing you, and you were wrong for allowing it to happen. But then rather than blaming yourself, it's more like evaluate and learn, forgive yourself and evaluate and learn from it. And it's also important when you learn from a negative memory, you need to learn to, you need to also develop a picture or a concept of what you want to do. And usually that's not too hard to do. It's the opposite of what you had. For instance, maybe a job you don't like very much, evaluate what didn't I like about that. And then if 10 years down the road you're considering the same type of work again, well, no, I didn't like this and this about that, so I'm not going to work in that field again. I'd rather work in this one. So you know, it's always, you know, important to a big thing with learning from your memories is forming an idea of what you do want. And I also include a chapter on, like, the same thing in both my books. I include a chapter on what if those were the days, like what if life was better in the past and your memories are better than your present. And I think it's important to evaluate, I get into this in the book, what wants and needs were being met back when life was better. For instance, maybe you're a retired CEO of a corporation. You like the power of running a big corporation, but now you're retired and your biggest challenge in life is on the golf course. Well, maybe you could join your local chamber of commerce or head something up in your community. And or maybe if you used to be really athletic and now maybe injured your hip and it's hard to even bend down and plant flowers, you know, develop an exercise program that's still within your capability. And challenge yourself with your doctor's supervision on how you can still stretch and extend yourself physically in your present situation.
Always good to have you and to touch on the past and our past traumas. It certainly is helpful to know that you're out there to help folks in these regards. Tell us about your new book that is coming up in September.
Well, my new book is going to be the third in the Heal Your Memory series. It's called Empowering Yourself Through Your Memories. And if I go back to the metaphor of the coin with two sides, heal your memories by releasing the feelings is the tail side. The head side would actually be composed of both learning from your memories, as we've been talking about, and using that knowledge to empower yourself. Now, ever since the early 90s, at least that's when I heard about it, businesses have used the term empowerment to motivate employees to do better. And everyone would like to have some power and some control over their life. So there's a difference between if you let the past disempower you, like think, oh, I failed at this, so I shouldn't even try it. And worse than that, if you generalize things, if you say, oh, I failed this in the past, so maybe I shouldn't even try anything. That's the opposite of empowerment. I mean, it could be a three-step process. You heal the feelings, and then you learn from the memory, and then you empower yourself, apply what you've learned. And another thing I'd like to say about all three of the books are, although they're different, they're all pretty much in the same format. Much of what they are, besides writing about myself and my own memory of every day, I interviewed more amazing people in each book who overcame tough times. Like in The Ultimate Guide to Healing Your Past, one of the people I interviewed was Dean Tong, who is the world's foremost expert on false child abuse allegations. In fact, he was involved in the Michael Jackson hearings as well as the Darren Mack hearings. So he was falsely accused of abusing his 4-year-old daughter back in 1985, and So he became an advocate. He got the education, and his services are now wanted all over the world. And perhaps ironically, I also interviewed this lady, Kelly Meister, who admits that sometimes she likes animals better than people. When she was healing her past, part of her therapy was volunteering for the animal rescue mission. And the idea is, when you're in therapy, sure, certainly you can learn techniques, but you also have to do some self-discovery. What is your niche? What do you like doing? I can help you develop as a person. And another amazing person I interviewed in The Ultimate Guide is this Sarah Blum, who was back in 1967 in Vietnam. She was the nurse in the worst and biggest American refugee camp. She dealt with all kinds of wounded and dying people. And now she helps people with PTSD from war and helps women who were abused in the military. So my next book goes on the same thing. I mean, I mentioned Claudio, the baseball coach who I interviewed, and how, despite a lot of opposition from other coaches and administrators when he broke into baseball coaching, he stayed the course. And some others, I interviewed Katie again, who's from the first book, who had some horrific bullying in high school, and now is just amazing 27-year-old, goes around the country advocating for anti-bullying, and is happily married and living on a farm. So, you know, all these people empowered themselves through not giving up. And when I asked her, what got you through those 6 horrific years in middle school and high school, she always believed that her life had a purpose and things would get better, and that was amazingly prophetic. So the idea of, you empower yourself, make yourself stronger instead of weaker, even if you've had bad memories. And of course, good memories can make you strong too. You develop your self-esteem when you're growing up. So a lot of, but bad memories can also make you stronger. I think of the 2011 number one hit by Kelly Clarkson, "What doesn't kill you make you stronger, makes you stronger." It's so true with healing your memories.
Well, Frank, once again, really appreciate your time and spending a moment with us once again here on eHealth Radio. Where can folks be in touch and get more information?
Well, they could go. My website has everything on it. It has it's www.phenomenalmemory.com. You can buy my books, as well as I'm uploading some products from the people I interviewed for my latest book on there too. They have some great things, and you can also sign up for coaching. Although I'll coach anybody to heal the past, the ad on my site is specifically geared for people 50 and over who still need to heal their past and go into their later years happily and productively. But even young people that need coaching are welcome to register for it. So that's the best place. And I also have an Amazon page with another interview that I did, and it has all my products on there too.
Frank, thanks so much once again for being with us here today on eHealth Radio, and certainly look forward to our next conversation.
Yes, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here.
Certainly is, and always a pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Frank Keeley of Phenomenal Memory, that provides counseling and coaching for people who need help recovering from past traumas. And for more information and for contact, visit PhenomenalMemory.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Personal Development and Mental Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.